This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. COVID-19 and its cast of variants is still spreading and still making people sick across the country, although most people are acting as though it's game over. Joining us today to update the COVID situation here in Delaware and Madison counties is Suzanne Clem, the Vice President of Community Engagement with Open Door Health Services. We should also note that Open Door is an underwriter with IPR. Suzanne, thanks for coming in. Good morning.
Hi, Stan. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Well, first off, what are the COVID numbers for Delaware and Madison counties, and is it game over?
Yeah, sure. Well, it is not game over. I think that we know, most of us know folks right now who are down and out with COVID. So we know that the numbers being tracked by CDC and other health entities are going up. But even the numbers that are reported are surely low because we know a lot of folks are doing at-home tests, which are not reported in the same way that tests at healthcare organizations might be reported to the state government. So we know that there is a lot of COVID out there right now, and probably, again, more than is reflected in some of those numbers that we see. But in Delaware County, we're in the red category right now. So that's based on the CDC's three-level transmission status there. There's low, medium, and high. So we are in that highest level of transmission right now in much of East Central Indiana. I believe Madison County is in yellow, but again, that has been, like, our whole region has been in the high status across most of the region the last few weeks here. Mm-hmm. So it is not game over, as much as most of us would like it to be. It is not.
What is the recommendation of the health professionals with whom you work at Open Door? Is it still mask in public and distance and wash hands and so forth?
Sure. So we do encourage folks to follow those CDC recommendations for precautions. And so right now in red, that does include masking indoors. And I know we're all a little bit tired of masks, but gosh, it is still really important. So that is the recommendation in red, that people are masking indoors with folks that aren't part of your household. If you would happen to test positive, then that recommendation becomes, you know, you're masking if you need to be around others in your household, but you're actually trying to isolate as well if you can. The recommendations also include, you know, optional masking. So even though in red it is recommended to mask in some of those lower levels, people are still able to mask. So we encourage anyone that is feeling like they need to mask for their own health or to protect others to please go ahead and do that. And distancing, of course, is still important. Doing outdoor activities versus maybe crowded indoor activities is certainly something right now that CDC and our folks at Open Door would also recommend. So any of the traditional ways over the last couple of years that we've been able to protect ourselves, those are still very valid ways. And vaccination, of course.
Overall, how is the state doing in terms of COVID spread and hospitalizations?
Similar types of trends across the state. Looking at some of the numbers around May, the state started to see an uptick in cases, hospitalizations, deaths. We have, because of the vaccines, we thankfully have lower death numbers right now, but certainly it has been ticking up. So again, that plug for vaccination as truly the way that we can protect ourselves from some of those severe cases. But yeah, across the state, similar trends and things ticking up since late spring.
So Open Door, again, serves anybody with or without insurance. You also have a large amount of clientele that are income challenged, if you will, right now, and you're providing an important community service for them. Are these monthly clinics? You just had one last Thursday, which is going to be the fourth Thursday of each month. And again, anybody is able to get there and to be served with medical attention. So given the monthly clinics for COVID, now, are these for testing or vaccination or both?
These are for vaccination, yep. So Open Door had held a community vaccine clinic through a state contract, which ended a couple of months ago. So now we're doing these monthly clinics on the fourth Thursday of every month through the end of the year. And that's from 2 to 5 p.m. at our downtown Muncie Health Center at 333 South Madison Street. It is no cost. You will not receive a bill for that. We ask that if people are covered with health insurance that they go ahead and bring that information with them, but the person will not receive a bill. And that is for ages 6 months and older. So the vast majority of our folks are eligible for that. And we know with new boosters here on the horizon that we may have some increased demand for vaccines. So we're going to look at that and potentially have some additional dates that will float in there. But at the very minimum, we will have that fourth Thursday clinic through the end of the year.
And speaking of those new shots, what do we know about them? When will they be here? What will they do?
Good questions. we feel like we're on the brink of this, right? In the next couple of days here, I was chatting with some of our clinical folks. We do expect that the FDA is going to is anticipated to give their take on them in the next couple of days. So if they give that emergency use authorization, then the next step would be CDC giving their green light. And at that point, they can get out into the hands of healthcare providers. So we do expect to have the vaccine, as long as that process goes smoothly, we expect to have it in hand within a couple of weeks. So we're pretty excited about that.
Oh, a couple of weeks. Again, that's if the okay, the green light is given by CDC sometime this week, then it would be a couple of weeks from this week then, so mid to late September.
Yeah, not long.
Not long indeed. Okay. Now, going back to that clinic, when and where is the next one? Now, it's going to be on South Madison Street location. That's for you Muncie locals, that's across the street from the McDonald's, right?
Yes, the nice McDonald's sign.
Yes, the historic McDonald's there on Madison Street. But that would be late September.
Yeah, that's September 22nd is the next regularly scheduled one. And again, with the boosters coming out, if we would happen to add dates to that, we will put that on our website. We know folks are eager for that vaccine that will address the original novel coronavirus strain, but also the subvariants of Omicron.
Very good. Well, Suzanne Clem, thank you very much for coming in. Suzanne is the Vice President of Community Engagement with Open Door Health Services in Muncie and Anderson. Again, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dan.